This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. A bear mauling south of Anchorage has sent a woman to the hospital for treatment of injuries that are not considered life-threatening. At about 10:20 a.m. yesterday, Alaska State Troopers got a call for help from a hiker on the Penguin Ridge Trail. Trooper spokeswoman Megan Peters says troopers from Girdwood and emergency responders reached the scene to find Suzanne Knudsen of Indian, age 59, with serious injuries after having been attacked by a brown bear sow with two cubs.
And Ms. Knudsen told us that while she was jogging, she saw two brown bear cubs essentially come out of the brush onto the trail in front of her. One of the cubs started to come towards her, and while that was happening, she said that she was hit from the side or from behind by the mother bear.
Knudsen was later medevaced to Anchorage. Peters says the woman was jogging alone about a mile up the trailhead from a popular campground when she encountered the bears. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has closed the trail. That's the sound of Anchorage police dog MP, who upon hearing police sirens was begging to go after some bad guys, something he won't be doing for a couple of weeks after taking down a violent suspect early Saturday morning. The Anchorage Police Department says they received a call about 1:30 a.m. that a man with a machete was trying to attack another man in the Mountain View neighborhood. When officers arrived on scene, 37-year-old Noel Homerding allegedly took off, machete in hand. Canine handler officer Nate Keyes sent MP after the suspect. He says Homerding dropped the machete after MP bit him on the forearm.
When I ran up, I could see that he was stabbing MP in the top of the head and the neck with a knife, with a pocket knife.
Keyes intervened.
At one point, the suspect swung the knife at me. Second time, I fell backwards. That's the point when I injured my hand. I hit down on the ground.
MP kept his grip on Homerding, Keyes says, while other officers tased the suspect.
He still had the knife, wasn't giving up. He got tased, I believe, one more time. The dog was apprehending him the whole time. The dog didn't give up. He stayed in the fight. At that point, the guy finally gave up the knife, and he was able to take him into custody.
Keyes ended up with a scraped hand and sprained wrist. He says MP wasn't as hurt as he'd feared.
At the time, I thought he got stabbed like 15, 20 times, just being a high-stress situation. It looked like he got a major one on the top of the head. He got one right between the eyes right here and then one in the neck. And he had some little cuts all over that he might have just got nicked with.
Keyes took MP to an emergency veterinary clinic where the dog was in surgery for about an hour getting stitched up. Keyes says canine handlers train their dogs to hold on despite strong opposition from a suspect, but he says it takes special courage for the dog to hold on in the face of actual violence, and that, he says, saves lives.
The guy could have seriously hurt me. We may have had to use a higher level force on the guy if MP wasn't there. So that guy might not be here today, unfortunately. So, and then if he had gone away, he could have, you know, he tried to assault somebody once with a machete. He could have assaulted somebody else in the neighborhood with a machete if he'd gone away, if MP didn't catch him.
Keyes says it didn't take long for the 8-year-old Belgian Malinois to get back up on its feet, but he says MP will be taking off the next couple of weeks to make sure his wounds are fully healed.
The first half day, he was kind of moping around, and then after that, he kind of started becoming more himself, and he's a lot more lively. You know, he's on a special diet of French fries and ice cream, so to help him heal, he's getting a little spoiled right now.
Keyes says after MP has recovered physically, the dog will be put in training and officers will watch to make sure he's not fearful or traumatized by the attack. Keyes says he has a close bond with MP.
You take an officer who, this guy has been my shadow the last 6.5 years, 7 years. He comes to work with me 40 hours. We're doing drills at work. We're in high-stress situations. And then when we go home, he's at home with me. You know, we're cooking dinner and he's playing with the kids and then we go back to work. So he sees me more than anyone else.
Homerding was booked into jail on charges of harming a police dog, first degree, assault third degree, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest. The APD has 7 canine teams. MP is named for Mr. and Mrs. Mike Picaro, who sponsored his purchase and other expenses through the Dollars for Dogs program. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.